ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सत्यं विधातुं निजा मृत्या भाषितं व्याप्तिं च भूतेषु अखिलेषु चात्मनः अदृश्यतात् यद्भूता रूपं उद्वहन् स्तम्भे सभायं न मृगं न मानुषम् सत्यं विधातुं निजभृत्य भाषितम् व्यक्तिं च भूतेष्वखिलेषु चात्मनः अदृश्यतत् यद्भूतरूपम् उद्वहन् स्तम्भे स्तभायां न मृगं न मानुषम् सत्यं ट्रु विधातुं टु प्रूव् निजभृत्य भाषितम् The words of his own servant, Prahlad Maharaj, who had said that his Lord is present everywhere. Vyaptim, the pervasion, cha, and bhuteshu, among the living entities and elements. Akileshu, all. Cha, also. Atmana, of himself. Adrishyata, was seen. Ati, very. Adbhuta, wonderful. Rupam, form. Udvahan, taking. Stambhe, in the pillar. Sabhayam, within the assembly. Na, not. Mrigam, an animal. Na, nor. Manusham, a human being. Translation. To prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial, in other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the personality of Godhead, Hari, exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. Purport. When Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, "Where is your Lord? Is he present in this pillar?" Prahlad Maharaj fearlessly replied, "Yes, my Lord is present everywhere." Therefore, to convince Hiranyakashipu that the statement of Prahlad Maharaj was unmistakably true, the Lord appeared from the pillar. The Lord appeared as half lion and half man, so that Hiranyakashipu could not understand whether the great giant was a lion or a human being. To substantiate Prahlad's statement, the Lord proved that his devotee, as declared in Bhagavad Gita, is never vanquished. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Prahlad Maharaj's demoniac father had repeatedly threatened to kill Prahlad, but Prahlad was confident that he could not be killed, since he was protected by the Supreme Lord. By appearing from the pillar, the Lord encouraged his devotees, saying in effect, "Don't worry, I am present here." By manifesting his form as Nrisimhadev, the Lord also preserved the truth of Lord Brahma's promise that Hiranyakashipu was not to be killed by any animal or any man. The Lord appeared in a form that could not be said to be fully a man or a lion. So this point is being made here by Sukadev Goswami, that the Lord, the devotee is most dear to the Lord. That is the most dear thing the Lord has. It means the Lord owns everything, everything is coming from Him. But the most important thing for Him is actually the devotees, the exchange between the Lord and the devotees. This is the most valued possession of the Lord. So therefore, the devotees then are always protected by the Lord. And what they speak, then that comes to pass. So here, in this situation, then to maintain the promise of Lord Brahma, and then specifically the statement of Prahlad Maharaj, then the Nrisimhadev has appeared in this form. He's coming from the pillar, and he is taking the form of half man, half lion. That way then he maintains the statements of both. Hiranyakashipu, being a demon, then he could not understand these fine principles. He could not understand the relation that the Lord has with his devotees. So then, doubting these things, then he is acting in the way he is acting. If he actually understood the position of the Lord, then he wouldn't be disturbed at all. But because he is foolish, then he is not able to see this position. So then here, the Lord comes to show Hiranyakashipu that he does exist, and as the devotees say. And that is very important, because as the devotee surrenders to Krishna and serves Krishna, that is how the Lord manifests. This is the meaning of relationships, of rasa. That the affection that the devotee has for the Lord reciprocates in that form, in that way. So this is an essential item of exchange between the Lord and the devotees. Without that, then where is the happiness? It means we see in this world that when we expect someone to act in a certain way and they do, then we become happy. And if they don't, we're not happy. Like if you are with your friend and you're in a very sober mood and want to talk about things that are sober, and they are very light and jovial and joking and won't take the situation seriously, then one is not pleased. Or, you know, whatever the situation may be. So, like that, then, it is natural that whatever is the mood of the devotee who has that affection for the Lord, then the Lord will naturally respond with the matching activities and mood that is compatible with that original mood of the devotees. So the flavor that the devotees have towards Krishna, then Krishna responds in that same way. So this is an essential point. Because rasa is rasa. That is the thing. Those who appreciate rasa, then appreciate all the forms that are there, manifest between the Lord and His devotees. Therefore we see that the serious devotees, they are very happy to hear all these various pastimes of the Lord. Like in here, just whatever it is, then the Lord is coming in a half-man, half-lion form. And the devotees hear about this, and they are very happy to hear. Why? Because it's based on the relationship of Prahlad Maharaj with the Lord. Due to his surrender, then the Lord has manifest in this way. If it wasn't for his surrender, he'd manifest in a different way. But he had said he will come from the column. He is in the column, so then he came in this way. So naturally he will come, break out of the column, you know, something. It is a fighting situation. It is a dangerous situation. You know, he didn't just step out of the pillar and, you know, move his fingers along the brim of his Stetson and then say, you know, some nice one-liner, and then Hiranyakashipu was taken aback and didn't know what to say. But it was a fighting situation, so then he came out of the pillar with a great sound and, a lot of action was there. So that perfectly matches the situation. And then this is appreciated. The perfection of it, how Krishna then kept the mood at Brahma. He has given this benediction, so he's maintained that. He has maintained his statement that he said he will protect the devotee. He's there. You don't have to worry that he doesn't show up. Right? In this world, someone may or may not do what they say. Right? But Krishna does what he says. He's reliable. He's always there. Always has been there. Like that. So that we can depend upon, that relationship. So then so therefore it is appreciated. Here we're seeing the manifestation of pure devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj is not serving Krishna for any purpose. He's not serving him to protect him. He's not serving him to, give him facility or to give him knowledge. He is simply worshipping to please the Lord. And he knows that Lord is pleased and whatever, he will be taken care of. Right? The particular form we're in, the particular situation we're in, then there's no... It's not important to be attached to that. But that is what you must be serving the Lord in. That situation in this body, with this house, or this money, or this car, or whatever it is. Those things may change. But the situation in which you can always serve the Lord, that will always remain. That will always be there. So this is being established. And Prahlad Maharaj is not worried. If he serves in this body he's in as Prahlad Maharaj, then fine. If he moves to another body, it doesn't bother him, because service will go on. Right? We know we will eat. So whether we eat in this room or we eat in another room, it doesn't really matter. You know, we know we'll eat. You go traveling, let's say, and the child is traveling with the parents, they don't have to worry them. They can only eat in their house, so if we go out traveling, what will happen, how will we eat? No, they'll eat wherever they are. It'll happen. They'll be, it will go on. So, same way as a devotee will always be able to serve the Lord. It doesn't matter what the facility or situation is. Yudhishthira is the emperor. He is in the forest. He is able to serve. Then, he is again established as the emperor, and then again he's in the forest. Right? Then again he's established as the emperor, right? Three times he was established as emperor. And then, after that, then he left and went to the forest. That time on his own, right? The first two times he was forced, the last time he went on his own. So whether he's in the palace or the forest, it doesn't matter. He's serving. He's always remembering the Lord, always. So, therefore, there's no obstacle to devotional service. We may feel that a particular service we're doing may have an obstacle. But that particular manifestation isn't the service. The service is our endeavor to do an activity to please Krishna. That is the service. The service isn't that the potato is boiling. The service is that you are boiling the potato to please Krishna. That's the service. Otherwise, so many potatoes are boiling on this planet. Right? But not much service is going on. So it's only when it's done for Krishna, then it becomes service. Therefore, the form of it is the secondary aspect. But service, that is the primary. So if we're always performing service, then things will go nice. And if we don't always perform service, then we have a problem. Then it's a big problem. So the service is what we are looking for. And then, accordingly, what is our situation, what Krishna has given us? Naturally, that will be engaged in his service. But we have to see, like Prahlad Maharaj and the pure devotees, they're not attached to any particular facility or situation they have to serve in. If they have, they serve in that capacity. If not, they'll still serve, whatever it is. Prabhupada mentions that, gives the example of the machine that husks rice. Whether it's in heaven or hell, it will do the same work. It'll still husk rice. It's not that, in heaven it can husk rice more nicely than in hell. No, it's a machine. It'll, doesn't matter where you put it. It will husk the rice. So like that, the devotee, doesn't matter what situation he's in, then he will always perform his service. There will not be any... Service will always go on. So here, because of that, then we see the Lord is always there. For us to do service means we can always remember Krishna. There's always something in which we can do for Krishna. So just as the devotee is always thinking of Krishna, then Krishna is always thinking of the devotee. Any questions on this?
On one hand, the form of Lord Nrisimhadev specifically was suitable. You were mentioning the circumstances, but it's the form of Lord Nrisimhadev eternally, that form.
Is that form eternal?
Yeah, before this.
Means in the material world, that form of Nrisimha is half man, half lion, that's eternal. So the pastime is... Pastime is always going on. So that's always going on. Though he may sometimes be different colors. You know, there may be some difference. His size may be different. Like that. Means we know of him as one size. He's within the palace. So the fighting is happening in the palace. He's come from the pillar in the palace. So he is very big. Means the palace is very big. But sometimes he comes even bigger. Because here then, Hiranyakashipu is of a size worth fighting with. Right? But sometimes he comes so big that Hiranyakashipu is just very small. You know? Nrisimhadev this time came from the pillar. But another time he just comes in, you know, from outside the palace. Like that. And then he just catches Hiranyakashipu by his nails. His nails are the important aspect, right? He can't be killed by any weapons. He's killed by the nails. And then he's flipped up in the air, like that. And so then he goes flying into the air. And while he's flying through the air, then at that moment, he feels fear. He's always wondered, what is this fear that everyone talks about? Right? And then on the way down, he's actually very respectful towards the Nrisimhadev, because he can understand, this guy's a little bit bigger than me. You know, like that. So then when he comes down, then he, you know, bifurcates him with his nails. And in one of the pastimes, he's so big, and when he bifurcates him with the nails, then the Nrisimhadev is looking around, where's the demon? Because he landed on his lap, and he's trying to cut him in half. But after cutting him in half, he can't see him, so he figures he's escaped. So he's looking all around, he can't find him. So Nrisimhadev is getting worried that the demon escaped. And then after some time, then he went to wash his nails and all that from the fight, and so he flipped his hands like this, and then the two halves of Hiranyakashipu came out from under his nails. Like that. So then sometimes, though the basic pastime is the same, and the form is the same, though sometimes there'll be differences in the lila and differences in the size or color, like that. Like Varaha. Varaha is an eternal form. But we know of two forms, one where he's white and one where he's red, like that. So Sweta Varaha was very early in the creation. And the one described in Bhagavatam is then when Varaha was red. But always then he is moving from one universe to the next. So the pastime is finished here, it's immediately happening there. at that. And so each time it does, naturally, because the Lord is unlimited, then there's some little variation to bring some happiness to the Lord. Is that okay? Any other?
Where
do we read about the other appearances? Those are in a book called Hari Bhakti Shudoda by Sanatana Goswami. He has written about them. Because I've only heard about them also, so I can't give you more detail. We have some other questions. No other questions?
When Kashyapu is asking benedictions, he also asks, I should not be created by a creature who is either created by Brahma and who is not created by Brahma. Both he asks. So Lord Vishnu, as we all know, is not created by Brahma. But then how does God justify his action? The strokes when he is constantly asking benedictions, I should not be killed in the house, I should not be killed outside the house, I should not be killed in the ground, I should not be killed in the sky. So same way he asks, I should not be killed by a creature which is created by Brahma, and I should not be killed by a creature which is not created by Brahma. So then Lord Vishnu is not created by Brahma. So then how does that part of the problem not justify that
action? Have you heard of that? Anyone else has heard? I've never heard that he asked about not created by Brahma. Because Brahma creates everything in the universe. All the species and all that and animals. So I've never heard of... Because as far as he's concerned, there's no one higher than Brahma. Except him. Right? Hiranyakashipu, he feels he's the supreme. So I've never heard of not killed by Brahma. Not created by Brahma. You'd have to look in the verse to see. And as far as he's concerned, is not created by Brahma, but the Lord is not created. Even if you want to say it's there, the Lord's not created. So then, not created by Brahma, but he's talking about entities that are created. And the Lord is not created, so therefore, even if that has been said, then it's still won't create a problem. It's good if you come up with a question because you have to pass a lot of time until you try to talk about this. Yes.
So, in the case that Sivadev is standing in Vishnu, you say that he has more qualities than Vishnu. This right is a special intervention. I thought Ram or Sivadev have extra qualities.
That position of the qualities of Nrisimhadeva, he's expanded from Vishnu, so therefore how he'll have more qualities, because he's not expanded from Vishnu. See, there's a few forms of Krishna that are complete. They have all the 64 qualities that are mentioned. So Krishna is complete, Balaram, Nrisimhadeva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramachandra. They have all the qualities, so they're 100%, have that mood. But for the pastimes, then they don't manifest all of those qualities. So Ramachandra could play the flute, doesn't. You know, same with the Shingadev. Maybe a little difficult with real long nails or something. You know, like you poke yourself because of your holding. Maybe difficult. So, but he can't. So Nrisimhadeva is there in Goloka Vrindavan. He's the deity of Nanda Maharaj. So he is before the Vaikuntha expansions. So you have Krishna, you have Balaram, and you have Nrisimhadeva there in Vrindavan. And then in Sweta Dweep, then you have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in Ayodhya, then you have Ramachandra. Because Ramachandra, then you can taste the means Krishna is tasting, fully the pastimes of his interaction with the residents of Vrindavan. So he's with them. So that is there. And then some separation is there. So he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to taste that in the Parakya Rasa. But he comes as Ramachandra to taste it in the Swakya. Because in Dwarka, then also the Swakya is there, but it is basically manifest. It is not in separation. Like this with the other, then it can be pure separation. So therefore, the taste is more intense. Does that make sense?
One thing what I don't understand is that all the Krishna's pastimes, they come and they go. So you have a certain kind of repetition. Some of the things are repeated.
Yeah.
And then if you describe the Krishna all the time, enjoy it, all the time, new, some kind of new exchange. So how he goes to the repetition, again, definitely is a new flavor. You know, like all the other things, they're actually not the same.
Anything that God does is very wonderful. Right? So whatever he does is wonderful, so something wonderful is worth repeating. Right? Just like every day we eat, somehow or another it's wonderful every day. Right? So the same, and there's some variation. You can say eating is the same thing, but the point is what the purpose is rasa. And that rasa is exchanged between the Lord and his pure devotees. So that's wonderful. It doesn't run out. Right? Like on this earthly planet, generally the focus is on the senses. Relationship is based on the senses. Right? So it's just like the man sees a beautiful woman, he thinks about the senses. You know, nice to look at, nice to touch, like that. So it's grosser. In the heavenly planets, then, if they're beautiful, means they're pious. So that means the relationship will be deeper because the emotions will be more pure. So the heavenly planets, the emotion, the happiness is based on the subtle body, not the gross body. So there's a higher, finer sense. And we see that happiness that is there based on that kind of interaction is longer lasting than sensual. Sensual will last a few moments. But emotional, that can last, if it's nourished, can last for a whole lifetime. But then at the lifetime, it's finished. But so we can see as the subtler it gets, the more refined and longer lasting. So then when you get to the eternal platform, then based on actual affection, you know, for the other person, not for yourself, then, so you're fulfilling the other person's desires, not your desire, then that is always existing. Right? So it's not like we eat something and that was nice and then it runs out and then we've completely forgot about eating and I'm starving and haven't eaten for a million years and then 24 hours later we eat again. You know, in our mind it's been a million years, right? But, you know, or if it's a little kid, you know, even an hour is like 12 years or more, right? So, but in the spiritual world it doesn't run out. The happiness Krishna got from an activity that he's done today, the same happiness is there tomorrow and the next day, even though he did it before. It's eternal. So, therefore, it doesn't need gross differentiation to create happiness. Right? Some little subtle thing is enough. Right? Does that make sense? Means just like for us, okay, we're not, let's say, very refined in the senses. So, for us, if you like change cuisines that you cook every day, then we'll say there's variety. Right? Or if one's a little more subtle, one can eat the same cuisine, but you must change very dramatically the kinds of preparations. Then we can appreciate some difference. One's more subtle than that, then simply it may be same preparations, but there is a variety within the preparations. You know, but still dynamic change. You know, it's like every day you're eating a sweet, but the sweet is different. But you get more subtle, then it may be even be the same preparation, same recipe basically, but you make some subtle changes in the spicing or when you added the spice, even same spice, if you added it at a different time, it will give a different flavor. You put the cumin seeds at the beginning or middle or at end, you get three different flavors, or if you combine those. So depending upon your refinement, then it'll be there. Okay, so then we will move on. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Singhadeva ki, Srila Bhaktivinoda ki, Srila Bhaktivinoda ki,